We've been your job search besties and helped you in some way. There's a cool way you can support the show. Shout us a virtual coffee.
We get a huge kick out of reading all of your success stories. Head to buymeacoffee.com/interviewboss and shout us a cuppa.
If you keep us caffeinated, we can keep the content coming.
You also see it with companies that are absolutely not innovative, which makes it feel a little bit cheap.
It's like we spearhead change and we're trailblazers. Like, it's like, no, you're not. Nothing's changed in that stale office in 30 years. Hey everyone, and welcome back to Interview Boss. My name is Emma. I'm a radio journalist who's teamed up with my sister to give you advice, inspiration, and support when you're looking for a new job. Sarah is a HR and recruitment professional, and together we're excited to give you all the tips, tricks, and behind the scenes knowledge to help you in your career.
Hello, Em, and welcome back, our incredible listeners. You know what time it is. It's time for our favorite part of the podcast, the Shoot Your Shot shout out. This is for you guys, our listeners. You wrote us in. You've told us about a tip that you've used, some advice that helped. You're sharing your success stories. And this week, we're giving our shout out to Lucy Kate.
Lucy Kate said, "Girls, you helped me get the only job I wanted. I quit my old workplace in April due to being extremely burnt out and went backpacking around Asia solo, completely unemployed with no backup plan. I endorse that. What a great idea. The only job I applied for, I was notified after 6 weeks that I was shortlisted and had an interview. It's with the federal government, so things take a long time. At this point, I was in a village in remote Thailand teaching English to kids at a school. I binged all your episodes and prepared hard. I had to Google Translate to one of the teachers asking to borrow a blazer and ask if the school could let all the kids know to stay away from my room as my interview was in the middle of lunch. Chaos. I thought I did okay at the interview, but overthought a few things. It took a total of 3 months to find out I got the role, with the panel providing comments on how well-spoken I was and how much they loved my examples I tied into the questions. I can't thank you girls enough for supporting me in a very unsettled period of my life. I'm now enjoying time with my family and friends back in Oz before moving back to the other side of the country to start my new role in October. Massive thanks, girls. God's work."
And three praying hands emojis. Important to add. That is incredible. What a story. I love the interview bodyguard outside the door of the school. I think more people should tell us about if they had to have an interview bodyguard. Like someone saying, "Don't come in here." Like maybe it's your partner saying, "Kids, back off. Like you're not allowed in to bother mum or dad."
Do you remember the New Zealand politician that went viral because, or was it in the US, because his kids all stormed into the room?
I think it was British.
Zoom?
I think he was British. He was like doing, yeah. And the nanny came in afterwards. Or was it the wife?
The wife crawled on her arms and legs and had to yeet one of them by one out of there and then shut the door.
That's funny. I think also you wouldn't need to do that in an interview. Like it would be, sure, maybe try and, you know, plan so that your kids don't interrupt. But if they did, it would be weirder to have your partner come and extract them like that. Like just be like, "Oh, I'm so sorry. Just give me 1 minute," and then like, you know, turn your camera off or something and then come back on.
But I love that you didn't let being on holiday get in the way of the dream job. You were like, "I can be resourceful. I can find a professional outfit. I can get a good internet connection. I can make it work." How great. And then how good would the rest of your travels been knowing you're coming home to your dream job? You left without a plan. You're coming home with one and a great one at that. How good.
Love it. Now, if you are a bit like Lucy Kate, but maybe you need a little bit more help. Maybe just the podcast episodes are not giving you enough detail about how do I actually get started? What do I do? In what order? Where am I going wrong? I've tried some tips and they're still not working. If you need a little bit more help, check out my interview coaching resources. I have one-on-one coaching sessions that I do with people all around the world. We can chat on Zoom at a time that suits you, or check out Interview Academy. That's a lot more comprehensive than what we can just cover in an hour together. And that'll take you through step by step by step how different activities to break things down, how to know if you're hitting the right marks, how to practice with someone, every single detail that I've got, all my best tips.
And if you liked one of our episodes, used a tip that we sent you, or want to request an episode specifically on your conundrum or industry, kindly follow us on Instagram, slide into our DMs, and we could dedicate a whole episode to you, which is exactly what we're doing this week. We are replying to Jenny, who sent us a great question all the way from Scotland. She said, I have an interview for an internal promotion and am bricking it. I haven't interviewed.
I love that expression.
I haven't heard bricking it. It's like the nicer way of saying I'm shitting bricks.
Yeah, terrified.
I haven't interviewed since 2013 and all other promotions have been natural progressions. My friend is an interview whiz and put me onto your podcast and it's genuinely saving my life. Thank you, interview whiz friend. Mm-hmm. I have a bit of a question that I'm not sure if you can answer or not, or if you do this kind of thing. I work in the NHS. We have values that we work to achieve. It's fairly common to get a question along the lines of, how do you integrate the values into your work? How do I go about answering this? Is it a general statement type of question or situational? Thank you.
So let's get into this episode. And also, I just want to talk about the interview whiz. I love that they're an interview whiz because they listen to our podcast and that's why they recommended it. Like if they were just separately an interview whiz, maybe they wouldn't know about the podcast. So I like to think that we made that person an interview whiz. What a great thing to be called.
Anyone can become a whiz.
You too can be a whiz. So our tips for this, first of all, some context. NHS stands for the National Health Service. It's specific to the United Kingdom, which includes Scotland. So just some context for anyone who doesn't happen to be from that part of the world. Now, this episode is going to be relevant to anyone in any industry, but we are going to use the NHS values because why not? We really want to help Jenny. So number one, you need to make sure you know what the values are. Particularly when it's internal, you really, really, really need to know them, all of them. If you were external, you may not need to know every single value of that company or whatever, but internal, absolutely, you should know them. Can you write them down? Can you have them in your notebook, your interview notebook? If you need a little hack to remember them, I think this is where you come up with a silly acronym. It made me think of remembering all the planets.
Or in piano, as kids, every good boy deserves fruit.
Yes.
And I actually don't know what that correlates to. I just know piano, every good boy deserves fruit. What's that for?
It's for the
the treble clef.
Yeah, the lines and what notes they mean on musical notation.
Right, yes. We all quit piano. We hated it.
And it's in between is F-A-C-E and then the bass clef is something else. Anyway.
Okay. Anyway, I want to help Jenny and I want to look up the NHS values and come up with a silly acronym for her because I feel like while you may be the interview whiz, I'm the chief acronym whiz and this is where I come into play.
And acronym, if you can arrange them into a word, amazing. But we're coming up with a silly little sentence to remember the order or the names of them all.
Oh, you know what? Gross. Okay, the values are here, but they're this is going to be hard. Working together for patients, respect and dignity, commitment to quality of care, compassion, improving lives, and everyone counts. Okay. So, WRCCIE. Jenny, your acronym is When Rats Chew Cables, Internet Explodes.
Oh my God. How did you do that?
How good is that? You'll never forget that ever again.
Yeah, but what about the double C? She has to then remember what?
Chew cables.
Yeah, but what are the two values for C and C? What if she only remembers one C?
Oh, well,
That's a separate problem. I love it. Okay. Anyone in the NHS, you are welcome.
So you asked whether you give a general type statement about how you use the values or a time when. We always want to use examples. So Sarah's given us a little analogy here to help paint the picture of giving an example and not, and the difference it would have.
Yeah. This is a bit of a random one, but I had to kind of make it value-based and then just in social situations. So imagine you meet two people. They're strangers. You don't really know them. They both say that they love animals. One of them tells you they love every creature and that to them, animals are pure and innocent and they deserve protection. Right? Very touching, very beautiful. They clearly love animals. The second one tells you that they also love animals and they tell you about the foster dog that they currently have from the shelter and how they found out about the foster program through the animal welfare fundraiser that they went to, and that's how they ended up in touch with the foster program that they've been working with. Do you see how they're different?
Yeah, well, option two is a true animal lover. They've just trumped the other person.
And like they're putting it into practice, because how many people can say that they love every creature and whatever? Like, I think a lot of people would agree with that, but not as many people align to the same level as the second person. Does that kind of make sense? And even if the first person does stuff, well, we don't know about it. They didn't mention. So we really feel that, we believe that, we understand that from the second person a lot better than what we do for the first one, who is just saying things, not showing us how they demonstrate that stuff.
I also feel like it would be a really waffly answer if you didn't have an example in there and you just said like, well, I always strive to,
you know, whenever there's a patient, I mean, sometimes they need this and then sometimes they might potentially sometimes, and you just end up kind of never finishing any real story.
Yeah. If you just said, yeah, I always respect my patients, you know, and treat them with dignity and I'm kind to them, and it would just feel like a really waffly answer.
And also, who wouldn't say that? Like, this goes for all behavioral questions. Like, we talk about our best bits, we're all about examples. But I think for values, it's like even more important that you give an example, because everyone says, oh yeah, I really look after the customer. Oh yeah, I care about patients. Like, as if they're not going to say that. Anyone can say the words. Anyone can. And of course, they're all going to tell you, yes, I live the values. The difference is, what are the quality of the examples that they've got? Who has actually lived the values already? Hey, Interview Boss listeners, if the podcast just isn't doing it for you and you need way more help to prep for your next interview, we have the perfect thing for you. Interview Academy. Em, tell us all about it.
This is huge. This is the love child of Sarah after doing hundreds of one-on-one coaching sessions, finding out what people struggle with the most, common mistakes. Sarah has created the ultimate course that you can do in your own time, self-paced, heaps of modules, videos, interactive quizzes, a workbook that will become your Bible by the end that you can take with you into your interview. Because if you're a long-time listener, you know that we endorse taking notes into your interview. It's a game changer.
Check out more about it at interviewboss.com.au/interview academy.
So how do we work out what examples to use? Say if we're in a really structured environment, you think it's probably safer to come up with examples for each one of the values rather than like an overview?
Yeah. And I don't want to recommend this for every single interview that might have questions on values, because then it's like every company, you don't even work there yet and you've memorized their values and come up with a story for all of them. Like, that's a lot. But if you're in the kind of environment that's healthcare, government, whatever, and you've got intel or inside information into, they always ask a values question and it's going to be one of these five kind of topics for the one of the five values, well, then yeah, you probably want to have an example ready for each of the five. Now, based on a bit of research that I did, the way that Jenny said it of, you know, how do you integrate the values into your work? I think the likelihood of you getting a question like that, which is just like all of them together, that's a brutal question. That's terrible. It seems more likely, and people have kind of said online that it tends to be specific. It's like, how do you demonstrate this value in your work? And they're like picking one of them.
Or I've been in interviews where they list all of them and say, pick one and tell us how you live this out.
Yes, sure. In which case then like having one of them will be fine. But do a bit of research, have a bit of an understanding. If you're in a really super structured environment, come up with an example for one of each, just in case they go specific on you and they say it has to be this one, you need something that matches. If you're interviewing more generally, it's not internal, it's a private company, they're not that structured from what you can tell, like just having a bit of an idea of your favorite value, which is something we recommend, and an idea of, okay, which of my stories fits with that value will be enough. And values are general enough that you could probably look through your best bits that you already have. Because one of your stories that's like teamwork or something, great, that's probably a value. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're someone who works in healthcare, I'm sure most of your examples involve patients.
Or respect or, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just a little part of it. Great, that story is now going to work as well as a values answer. It's just another topic that it can sit for.
I feel like values are only plucked from a very generic pool. I'm yet to see a company that has a very niche value that you would have like never done that before ever. Like,
yes, yes. And they get pretty specific on the wording. I've worked for companies that have like quite specific wording, which makes them unique. But again, fundamentally, they're the same kind of things. Like, I actually worked this out because I thought for this episode, why don't I, you know, give people a little bit of a tip that these are the buckets that they kind of fit into. Values for almost every company would probably fit into these categories. They might have more, they might have less, they might have extra ones that are industry specific, but I bet they have some that are in these categories. I would be very shocked if they didn't. So how you treat people, so like respect, fairness, integrity, blah, 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 working together, collaboration, inclusion, teamwork, that kind of stuff, serving others, that might be customers, patients, clients, something like that, standards, quality, accountability, that kind of stuff. Attitude to change, innovation, curiosity, adaptability. They may not always have one of those. Lots do though. And impact. So care, well-being, social responsibility, environment, something like that. You just see those over and over and over.
Innovation is my arch nemesis. That is such a buzzwordy, gimmicky, like go away, get out of here with your innovation. Controversial opinion.
I think you also see it with companies that are absolutely not innovative, which makes it feel a little bit cheap.
It's like we spearhead change and we're trailblazers. Like it's like, no, you're not. Nothing's changed in that stale office in 30 years.
I think when there is genuine innovation, that descriptor gets way more specific. What do you mean innovation? How does that show up? What does it look like? Is it failure? We encourage people to fail. Like I think the more specific they are about that kind of stuff, the more true it is, the more generic it is. It's like some executives had a retreat and they just Googled some values.
That's so true. And why do all companies have to have a document that's like mission statement, commitment, value? Like what is all that? What is
well,
it all?
it's handy. It helps a whole bunch of stuff, but not if they're super generic and they don't mean anything. Like it's only helpful if they actually, and a lot of the time a company doesn't know themselves very well at all and they kind of pick some aspirational values and it's like, oh, transparency. Okay, well, you don't share any of your financial results internally. You don't even share updates about how your projects are going internally. Like that's not really transparent. Oh, yeah, well, we mean transparency when it comes to the client. Right, okay. Well, you're also not telling them this. Like,
yeah.
It's aspirational. And then therefore, like, it doesn't mean anything. But this is a segue. Maybe the person listening to this feels that way too.
But healthcare is good. I'm all for values in healthcare. We need it. We want good people doing good things. So I'm all for that. Thank you, NHS, for when rats chew cables, internet explodes.
Even Jenny said that we work to achieve. Like it's an ongoing daily focus. Like you never go, oh, yep, tick, we've done respect. We've done in, you know, whatever, which I think is nice. It means they're teaching their values well.
So you can start with a general statement. So as Jenny kind of asked, do you give a general statement or go into an example? Well, kind of both. You can start with an overview. Some people like the way that this sums up their approach before going into a story. So for example, if you're about to talk about the value of working together for patients.
Which word is that out of your little story?
That's when.
When rats chew cables, internet explodes. So it's when. So that's our W. That's our first value. Great. So you could start out your answer something like this. That value to me is all about remembering that no one professional can meet every single need of every patient. And so the best outcomes are when we combine our skills and we communicate well so that the patient feels supported by the whole team rather than just an individual person.
Oh, hired. Multidisciplinary approach.
You would have to back that up with an example because on its own, it's like, cool, anyone can kind of come up with that, right? But it might be nice for you to say, this is how I think about it as a whole. It can be one sentence. It can be a couple of words. You can say, yeah, this is actually my favorite value. Like, you know, whatever you want to say that you really feel like doing it, you don't have to. You can go straight into your example if you like. But some people really like it. And so I wanted to talk about it here. Okay. Now to give a bit of an example of a best bit that might actually work, like how this might sound to give an example of a value, let's go into something a bit healthcare related. So you could do your general statement and then you would say, for example, I was looking after an elderly patient who was anxious about being discharged because they lived by themselves and they didn't feel confident about managing their medications. I sat with them to listen to their concerns and reassure them. That was about showing compassion and understanding. And then I worked with the pharmacist and the discharge coordinator to make sure that their medication instructions were extra clear. And I took the time to go over it again with them to make sure that they understood. And I arranged for the community nursing team to follow up after they were actually already at home, just in case anything went wrong. And the patient felt a lot more reassured and felt like they had the right support put in place.
Lovely.
So that's an example again of working together for patients, but there's also compassion in there. So that's another bonus tip is that often for values, if you come up with a really good story and you think about it in terms of best bits, like the great stuff that you've done that you're proud of, you might have already come up with them. They will probably work for more than one topic. And so you could have for your when rats chew cables, internet explodes, you might only need three great stories and that could cover you for all six values.
I've just realized how badass people in healthcare's best bits might be. Like my best bit is about like,
I saved a document and I put it in a different folder. Yeah.
And their best bit is like, someone came in renal failure. I pressed the buzzer. Seven people came in. We scalpeled them back to life. And then everyone, and then they came in and, you know, said we saved their life and everything was so good. It's like full Grey's Anatomy. Like, wow.
Yeah, but do you know what happens when I do coaching sessions with people in healthcare? This happens all the time. They're like, yeah, but that's just the job. And so they don't think that those are the best bits. They're just like, that's what we do. I follow procedure and I treat patients. And it's actually what everyone kind of does when it comes to coming up with best bits. They all think that the stuff they do every day is not a best bit, but it is because it's the stuff that you're really good at. You just want to pick one and get specific on it. It's recent. It had a lot to it. It had a good ending. You know, there's a lot of you were in charge more in that one, like just pick one. But the stuff you do every day is the stuff they want to know about because if you do it every day, you're experienced at it, you're really good at it. That's what they're going to ask you to do probably in this new job. And yeah, healthcare people are no different, honestly. Even though their best bits are epic, they just treat them like just another day at the office. There's nothing interesting there.
This episode is dedicated to our health workers. Thank you so much, NHS baddies. And what's our version? Medicare baddies.
Medicare. Well, like it's New South Wales Health Service. It's all the different, you know, state health services. Yeah. Everywhere else, healthcare workers, yes. But these examples work for basically anywhere that you're going to have to link something to the values. You need examples. So if you know you're going to get one or you want to be prepared just in case, cross-reference the best bits you already have. Do any of them cover values type questions for the company that you're going for? Note that down just so that you have an idea. And if you've got a values question, you're not going to panic. Like you've had a bit of a think about, oh, I don't have an example for this one, but I do have one for this one. Like even that would work in a pinch. You've just had a bit of a think about some value stuff, but definitely back it up with an example. Doesn't have to be really long, could be relatively short, but we want to show that we've done that. We want to show that we've lived that value, not just say, I look after patients or I respect patients, because that's just lip service.
Talk about the time you made the mum a mummy mocktail after birth. You came back and were like, you deserve this sweet treat because you did such a good job. Above and beyond. Also, comment below on Spotify the wacky acronyms that you have gone away and made up to remember your values.
Yes.
Best one wins some praise from me.
And you don't have to tell us what the company is, and nobody's ever going to know what the real values are. You can just say like the capitalized sentence that you've come up with, or maybe you came up with a good acronym. Like maybe they just nicely rearranged into an actual acronym.
Good luck out there.
Particularly to Jenny. Thanks so much for listening to Interview Boss. If you like hearing the sound of our voices, follow us on Apple or Spotify or wherever you're listening to us, or better yet, tell someone else about the show. Maybe you can be their interview whiz and refer us on to the next person we can help. That way we can hit the charts, help even more people, and bring you even better content next time. For more advice, inspiration, and some savable, supportive content, check us out on Instagram and chuck us a follow at Interview Boss. Em, can you believe we started Interview Boss in 2021?
Not really. It's insane. That's a lot of episodes and a lot of hours of talking.
Oh my gosh, it is. And if you're scrolling through all of our episodes, you might scroll straight past something that you really, really needed.
Yes, we're always getting messages from people asking us to do an episode on something. And I'm like, we already have.
So we've put together playlists to help you find the episodes that are exactly what you need, suited to your situation.
They're all categorized. If you're applying for jobs, we have episodes about resumes, cover letters, job ads. If you've been offered your dream job, we have episodes on resigning, exit interviews, and how to impress at your new company.
And we even have a very special playlist that's very popular for if you have an interview coming up immediately and you need just our most recommended hard-hitting episodes between now and then.
For all our last-minute listeners. It's all there for you. You can browse by category and check out all the playlists at interviewboss.com.au/podcast.